This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Wow! Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. I'm just listening to all of this. It's all designed to confuse. Did you hear, again, live radio here, folks? Did you hear during the break? We heard this just on Friday, too, concerning a man that had a bear cub. He got in trouble with the government, okay? You just heard, and I'll make sense of it in a moment. You just heard during the break about how a man brought in all of these reptiles into America. Okay? And he's in trouble with the law. That is, unless you're one of the illegals that the federal and state governments and the mayors are illegally alluring into America on taxpayer dollars. You see how that works? Is anybody paying attention to what's going on here? This is called distraction. This is called let's play, folks, semantics here. The devil's always found in the details. Look at how close these run together. But pay attention to what you're being told, friends, as to who's being prosecuted by what they call law and who's not. And notice, no matter how many times the bad guys are exposed for their scandals, notice how that law never applies to them. And it doesn't apply to them because the people don't enforce it. If the people enforced it, it would work, believe me. Because it's worked in the past. We did a show on it over the last week concerning all of the people that have been impeached and prosecuted. This is out of sight, out of mind, because they don't want you to see it. That's why the Bible says go back to the old past, do your homework, and find out what it is concerning what belongs to the people and the power to the people, because the people have the power. And if the people understood that they had the power, they wouldn't tolerate this sort of power. Okay? And it's corruption. But did you hear this? This is insane. It's confusion by design. King James, Daniel 9:7, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as it is this day. Why? To the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel, God's children, they are near and that are far off, though all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their what? Why is there confusion? Because of their trespasses that they have trespassed against thee, O Lord. That's where confusion comes. That's where confusion comes. Okay, so over the last 45 minutes, we've been talking about the actor, comedian, homosexual. And I did an article called Meet the Man That the Mainstream Media Failed to Introduce You to, the President from Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. We played some audio and some video for you. And then what I did, friends, is I moved a little forward. I showed you the video of Volodymyr Zelensky and his sodomite buddies dancing for men. Okay? And, of course, all those that want to have their fingers over their eyeballs, they don't want to see it. But it matters not. It's happening. Okay. And then I showed you that Man of the Year is what they're proposing right now concerning Volodymyr Zelensky. And then I took the time to show you, friends, in the past as to who has been nominated as the Men of the Year concerning Time Life. Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Ayatollah Khomeini. The list goes on. The list goes on. The list goes on. Henry Kissinger, Richard Nixon. Folks, criminals. See, folks, the world loves its own. They're going to promote each other for as long as the people allow them to promote each other. Period. That's just how it works, right? Okay, now what I'm proposing to show you, friends, is Volodymyr Zelensky should be nominated for Nobel Peace Prize. Lawmakers. Boy, the world's just been handed to this little devil, hasn't it? Yeah, it has. He's a pawn. Oh, and he's way in over his head, too. He is. He's in way over the top of his head. They want to give him the Nobel Peace Prize. Wow. We learning anything from history, folks? We learning anything from this that I played during the last segment concerning times, men of the year, Barack Obama? The Bible says in Psalm 12, verse 8, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. That's who's promoting these other men into such positions. Now, I want to cover this because it totally applies. Vladimir Zelensky reminds me very much of that of Donald Trump. And you say to yourself, well, what does Donald Trump have anything to do with this? Well, folks, keep in mind Donald Trump was put up the exact same way Vladimir Zelensky was. Okay? And so, Bradley, can you go ahead and prove that? Yeah, I can prove it. Matter of fact, I'm going to take the time to prove it right now. And I said during the last hour that the world is the stage. Yes, it is. They're all actors. They're all actors. And I want you to consider this. Again, during the last cycle of the two powers, or I'm sorry, of the two players that were put up, the two clowns that were put up, it was Joe Biden and Donald Trump. There was 1,162 other presidential contenders that you never heard a word about. That's how you're being played right there. That's all you need to know. Get that in. Okay. Well, some say, well, we need to, I'm going to 2 Chronicles 19:2. And I want you to listen carefully. Well, Bradley, we got to vote for the lesser of two evils. No, they're both hand-delivered up to you, and they're both on the same team, and they both are pawns in the hands of those that they work for, and it's not you. See, America, let me say this. You have all the information you need. You don't need to hear about more corruption. You already know who the bad guys are, and they must lawfully be dealt with. Okay, I'm not going to go into all that. But the point is how many times are you going to be played? And I've said this before, like the circular reasoning, that's what this is all premised on. It's the little dog chasing its tail, and it can never get a hold of its tail. That's all by design. That's what you have today. And things are getting worse, not better. They want to create impotency amongst the people. They want to weaken you. They want to put you in neutral. They want to leave you hopeless. They want to drive fear. And that's what they do. And again, if that's not true, then I'll stand corrected. 1-866-582-9933. You know, for all the people that have an issue with the things that I say, I thought, you know, for those that have an issue with what I have to say, you'd have a little more internal fortitude in standing up for what you believe. 1-866-582-9933. Let me go back. We've heard, well, of the lesser of two evils, vote for neither. No, well, when it came to Joe Biden and Donald Trump, you should have knew better anyways. But you didn't. You didn't want to listen. You just went off on your stupidities and said, I hate Donald Trump. And then when it was Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, I was told that, you know what, you're in favor of Hillary Clinton. Are you really that ignorant? Yeah, there's people are really that stupid. They're both bad. Of the lesser of two evils, Charles Spurgeon said, vote for neither. When you go to that of 2 Chronicles 19:2, Jehu, the son of Hananiah, the prophet, the seer, went out to meet him and said to the king Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. The wrath isn't stopping because you keep picking the same players. And the Lord said to have no part with neither one of them, but you keep getting sucked into the game, Americans. 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, the world is the stage. That all came from William Shakespeare, for those that didn't know. Okay, he's the one that said, all the world is the stage. Yep. It's not Satan's world. It's God's world. That's why we have the Bible, so we know how to defeat him. Now, when you go over to Ephesians 6:12, notice that the armor's on the front of your body, not in the back. We're supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. Okay? Again, let me get to this. The world is the stage, and they are all actors. Yes, this includes Donald Trump. I want to show you, for all those that fight me on this, if you would merely do what the Word of God says, you would agree. Because it's obvious. I remember doing an interview with a guy, a coward, out of Ohio, who had me on his show. And a coward he is. I mean, I'm not saying that to name call. It's just what he is. And he asked me my take on Donald Trump. And I said, well, what's his fruit? His fruit is not what he says. It's the opposite. And I said to him, if I go over to an apple tree, what kind of fruit is it going to produce? He said, an apple. I said, of course. If I go to an orange tree, what sort of fruit is it going to produce, sir? Oranges. Exactly. Okay, what kind of fruit is Donald Trump producing? And he says, well, he did this. No. That's what he said he was going to do. But what did he really do? Now, I know that people are catching on to what's going on in the world just a little bit quicker than in the past. And they're seeing the fiend politicians for who they really are. And I'm going to say this too, because we're talking about actors like Zelensky, Vladimir Zelensky from Ukraine, the comedian, actor, homosexual, that the press wants you to get behind because they want to keep giving the Ukrainians more money while you're being robbed of your money to give to that portion of the world. Isn't it also interesting, food for thought, that over 100,000 of those people from Ukraine are now coming to America? Isn't that interesting? And Americans are open arms. Guess what? They're used to a socialistic style, a communist system of government. And isn't it interesting, all the people being killed off here through these experimental drugs, and those that don't comply are being removed from their positions, only to be replaced by who? Think about it, America. Who? All these people coming from different countries that are already used to a communistic system of government, the one that the People's White House is trying to establish even now. They're already used to it. So it's going to be a shoo-in, isn't it? Is anybody paying attention to what's going on here? Oh, it's perfect judgment. It's perfect judgment. And what humors me is the bad guys think they're having their way. No, they're not. No, they're not having their way. The Lord's having his way. Because everything belongs to him. Okay? The heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. I just wish people would think about it. Everything belongs to the Lord, not to the devil. He's a defeated foe. But it's interesting how much time people give ear to the defeated foe, right? When Jesus said it was finished, he gave us all the promises, yea and amen in Christ. And either we're going to take him for what he said, or we're not. And God's not a man that he should lie, period, just so you know. Going back to this, I understand people are catching on a little bit quicker as to what's going on, but look, from one crisis to another, how quick the American people jumped over to support a man they've never met a day in their life. They knew nothing of him, and they took him for face value through who? The parrots they say they don't believe here in America. The mainstream media, useful idiots. Get behind them, get behind them, get behind them. That should tell you something right there. But they still haven't learned, many people. Last week I had someone just rail on me for exposing Volodymyr Zelensky. And I said, well, either you stand against it or you're for it. Either you preach against sin or you're guilty of sin. There's no in-betweenites, period. Right? Ezekiel 44:23. And of course they claim to be something that they are not. Been used no word, no, just their opinions, just their feelings, okay? And that was the end of that conversation because people are just taking things for face value from a media that they don't believe over in other countries. And isn't it interesting how many people are willing to stand up against what's going on over there in the Ukraine, but they weren't willing to stand against it here in America? Oh, the hypocrisy stinks to high heaven, to say the least. Let's get back to this, okay? So I want to show you that Donald Trump is as much of an actor as this guy right here. This is the new clown in the circus of politics. It's Vladimir Zelensky, a homosexual, a comedian, and an actor. Read Leviticus 18:22 and Isaiah 28:18. It's also interesting to note that even the people in the United States said, you know what, we're going to show people who this guy really is. IndieWire reported Netflix is now streaming Ukrainian President Zelensky's satire, Servant of the People, in the United States. Satire? They put this show on just like they gave Donald Trump The Apprentice before he became the president. Ask his enemies that know show business. They'll tell you that's exactly what happened. And the fruit shows. And I'm going to get back to that. Don't think I didn't forget. You guys all remember this guy, right? If you're on social media platforms. Okay. This is Ronald Reagan. You all know that his slogan was Make America Great Again, right? Back in the 80s. You also know that he was a actor. You all understand that Ronald Reagan was an actor, right? Yeah. Did he do what he said he was going to do concerning the stopping of abortion? The list goes on. You know, he's talking about stopping communism, but did he do that? No. No. He didn't do anything like that because he's an actor. I showed a video over the last week concerning what's the difference between Benedict Arnold and the politicians that are put up in front of you today. Absolutely nothing. And it showed Sylvester Stallone going back to Philadelphia and how he's known all over the world as the world heavyweight champion boxer. And yet he's never been in a real fight a day in his life. He said, everybody thinks that I'm really the guy that I portray on screen. Yep. Yep, that's right. They're actors. They're actors. Just like the rest of them. Okay? They're all actors. And I'm emphasizing that for the very purpose that it's been done over and over and over again. Ronald Reagan was an actor. His slogan was Make America Great Again, right? And this leads up to the new guy that's been groomed for over the last 30 years in a favorable light. His name is Donald Trump. And I know this is after the fact, but guess what? They're doing the same thing again, friends. Did you see this just recently? Donald Trump is on this campaign trail talking about running again in 2024. And he's talking about how he needs money to basically deal with Hillary Clinton. And now he's suing Hillary Clinton. This is the new little show that they're putting on. And what's interesting is people that have forgotten, and there's people that haven't forgotten, and I'm one of them that hasn't forgotten, what he's suing her, but yet when he had the DOJ in his hand to prosecute her, he failed to do so. That's right. Why? Because he's an actor. He's an actor. They're all actors. They're all there to distract you from what they're really doing. P.S., did you also see that Donnie just recently talked about his plane? He had some problems on his jet. So he turned to his supporters to buy him a brand new one. Has anybody paid attention to all the record-setting finances that man has raised? And on the way out, he took hundreds of millions of dollars with him. Nobody voted for Joe Biden. You know it, and I know it. And he knows it. But yet the best he gives you is he goes out there and tells you that Joe Biden's responsible for the act of treason. The list goes on. Folks, they all are. Donald Trump now dealing with Hillary Clinton. You all remember the first 41 seconds of his victory speech when he said that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. That's exactly word for word what he said. And yet his supporters ignored that for 1 year and a half on the campaign trail. He promised to prosecute her. And once he won the People's White House, he turned on them within 41 seconds. Okay? They're actors. Okay? I want you to look at these because I have a whole list of them. The first, we heard that Donald Trump, and I'm going to go through this really quick, he was the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, and he wants you to believe that. Well, folks, we didn't have abortion all the way up until 1973. What's he talking about? Pro-life, I'm sorry. The most pro-life president in the history of America. The guy's, seriously, he's a narcissist. Read Isaiah 14. He's lost his mind. And he knows that no matter what he says, his worshipers will support him, just for the record. But I want you to see this. Did you know that in his budget deal, the GOP and Trump fully funded Planned Parenthood? This was back in 2018. Did you see that on the mainstream news? No, you didn't. No. It's what he says and what he does are two different stories. And I'm going to come back and I'm just going to give you a whole plethora of little things that he did opposite concerning his promises. And then we're going to get back to the points, friends, concerning these are all actors. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden in his speech Saturday called Russian President Vladimir Putin a dictator who cannot remain in power. Biden delivered the speech from Warsaw to close his trip to Europe. He pledged America's full support of NATO.
We have a sacred obligation under Article 5 to defend each and every inch of NATO territory with the full force of our collective power.
Biden also says the U.S. will continue to provide weapons and equipment to Ukrainian forces, while accepting refugees and support them once they arrive to American soil. A Florida state agency is investigating what caused the 14-year-old boy to fall to his death from an amusement ride late Thursday. 14-year-old Tyree Sampson fell to his death on the Orlando Freefall at Icon Park. The ride had only been in operation for a few months, passing inspection in December. The Florida Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating. This is USA Radio News. North Korea has not lost America's attention. The United States calling for tougher sanctions after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un vowed to expand his country's, quote, nuclear war deterrent while preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. will propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. Members of Canada's indigenous population and the Vatican are set to meet next week. The Assembly of First Nations is expecting a public apology from the Vatican after last year's discovery in British Columbia of about 200 unmarked and previously undocumented graves of children at what was once Canada's largest indigenous residential school. It was one of several similar sites in the country. More than 150,000 indigenous children were forced to attend government-funded Christian schools through the 1970s. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Well, we got two more segments. If you want to call in, do it now. Don't wait till the last segment like you usually do, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just noticed on social media platforms someone saying that, you know what? What I like about SOL Radio is the fact that they're basically black or white. Here, I'm looking for it right now. Okay. What I love about SOL is no wishy-washy business. Straight to the point Christianity, the good with the bad. Danielle, I gotta ask you a question, and I'm high-fiving you. Thank you very much. But where in Scripture can you see wishy-washy where it wasn't black and white? Because I can't find it. But I can find it where Scripture condemns people that want to walk down the middle way. And Scripture is very clear when it says, because you are lukewarm, you want to be an in-betweenite. It says, because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, the Lord says, I will spit you out of my mouth. I will spew you out of my mouth. That's what he said. And then he said right after that, he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. That's the message to those that he loves. And I think of 2 Timothy 3:16 as well. And I think about that where all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All doctrines given by the inspiration of God for reproof, corrections, instructions, and righteousness. Folks, it always goes back to a sharp sword. But the proper balance is found in that too. You know, law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Well, I took that as a compliment, Danielle. Did I take that the wrong way? Let's get back to this. They're all actors. We're showing you the parallel between Vladimir Zelensky and Donald Trump. There's absolutely no difference besides the fact that they're from different parts of the world. They both work for the same people that work for the same devil. Okay, and you can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree. Okay, And what I just highlighted was the fact that Donald Trump said he was the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, which makes zero sense, just like 98% of his stuff that he says. But in right off the offset of his administration, it was reported by CNSNews.com, despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, President Donald Trump signed a budget Friday which passed the Republican-led Congress that fully funds the nation's largest abortion provider. By the way, it's not too far out there now to get him on the radio. I would love to have him on the radio. And I know, like so many out there, they're so used to these softballs that are thrown by those that set these pre-scripted questions up for them. If Donald Trump really has it, you know, outside of the fact that it's, like I said, it's always teed up questions, how about a real conversation, Donnie? How about some real questions? And how about getting some real answers? I'm here. Well, Bradley, that will never happen. Don't count on it. Don't count on it. Because I'm working to get some real people up on the radio in the sense. And by the way, I'm not an interviewer. I'm just at the position where I'm so sick and tired of people having the opportunity to have these frauds on their radio program, and they do nothing but kiss up to them. I'm not going to have a part of that. I want to ask some real questions. Donald Trump says one thing, he does the opposite. Okay? He did one thing in the sense of what he said, I'm the most pro-life president. And what did he do? He does the exact opposite right off the offset of his administration concerning abortion. That's not good enough for you. Here's another one. Under Donald Trump, Planned Parenthood reported increase in government funding by $500 million. $500 million, folks. You guys thought Barack Obama was bad? Oh, Donald Trump outdid Barack. Just so you know, it's on social media platforms right now for if you'd like to see it. Planned Parenthood reported increase in government funding. That's blood money, by the way. All that money that goes into the murder of babies, politicians use it for their campaigns. That's why they call it blood money, okay? And yet, how many of today's conservatives that believe that they're on the cutting edge can't see it for what it is? They don't want to see him for who he is. Here's another one concerning Donald Trump being the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, which, again, makes absolutely, it makes no sense whatsoever. Okay, look at this. Recorded funding for Planned Parenthood under Trump. President Trump took office in 2017 of January. The fiscal year end for Planned Parenthood is June 30th, so it wasn't until Planned Parenthood's fiscal year ending in 2018 and those following that we can see the impact of Trump on the abortion provider's funding. Okay, so here it is, okay? In Planned Parenthood's fiscal year 2018, the first year that would reflect a Trump administration budget, Planned Parenthood received about, ready for this, $563.8 million in taxpayer funding. Whoo! Wait a second. The most pro-life president. Isn't that crazy? In 2019, the Trump administration broke its own record by a wide margin. Government reimbursements and grant to Planned Parenthood by Donald Trump's administration went up more than $50 million to $616.8 million. Wow. Boy, and old Barack was really doing us in, right? No, he was the villain. Donald Trump was the good guy. See how that works? In 2018, donations to Planned Parenthood topped $600 million for the first time, and the list goes on. He outdid, by the way, Barack Obama concerning funding to abortion. Did you know that? No, I didn't know that. They're all actors. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And he's out there trying to keep his followers and his worshipers active concerning their support for him. You judge him by his fruit. 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15. Read it when you get a moment. Here's another one for you I wanted to show you. Remember, he was also the most pro-Second Amendment president in the history of America. Do you know that the first 500 days of his administration, after Parkland, which, by the way, we're still waiting for visual proof of Parkland in the sense of who the shooter was, because we played video for you several times, friends, of kids that were actually talking to Mr. Cruz during the shooting on video. On video. And yet the teacher said they saw police officers shooting down the halls. Okay? Tactical guys. Just wanted to let you know that. We got the videos. We have them all saved. It's interesting with all this information, man, how people don't pull on it. I want the truth. I want the truth. No, they don't want the truth. They just want, well, who do I believe more? Well, really who they believe more is who they like more. And I can tell you who they like more. The one that doesn't tell them the truth the most. That's who they like the most. They love those that look just like them. That's why they've created a Jesus that looks just like them. And the second commandment in Exodus 20 condemns that. Okay? But going back to Donald Trump, we were told that he was the most pro-Second Amendment president ever. Right? And he's out there trying to get back into office. Oh, and for the record, just so y'all know, it just came out just a couple days ago that Ron DeSantis is running the same way that Donald Trump ran. And he's making a run for the People's White House. I told you. That's why the mainstream media keeps promoting him through their networks. Because he's one of them. Same thing with Kristi Noem. Don't doubt what I'm telling you, folks. Challenge me. 1-866-582-9933. Let me get to this point. Not coming for your guns, Donald Trump. Right? Well, since Parkland shooting, that we're waiting still for information. Now, by the way, there were 70 cameras. I think that there was five that were actually released. And, of course, they were redacted, just like that of Columbine. Heavily redacted. Because the kids, there was over 101 eyewitnesses in Columbine that said there was more than two shooters. Some people saw up to five shooters. Okay? That's why the film was never released and why it was heavily redacted. You can't believe a thing the mainstream media tells you, okay? But not coming for your guns since Parkland shooting, 26 governors under the guise of Republicans, a majority of them, passed 55 gun control laws under Donald Trump the first 500 days. I can't stand that, Bradley Dean. Yeah, I know. I know. No. It's not me that you hate. It's not me that you reject. It's the Christ that you say you love that you reject. It's him who you despise. Okay? Because he's the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. And it's his truth that makes men free. John 8:32. You like it where you're at. Okay? Let's call it for what it is. Don't deceive yourself any further. You hate the truth. Okay? But here's the thing. Truth demands a response. And you're going to have to respond to it one way or another. That's your call, not mine. Moving on, we were told that Donald Trump, they're all actors, that's what I'm highlighting here. We were told that Donald Trump was, well, you know, he wanted to make sure that no more Muslims came into America. And keep in mind, for 18 years, we were told that Muslims were responsible for September 11th. We were told that. Okay, now over 90 of them are now in government positions in America. It's perfect judgment. Read Leviticus 26, verse 15. Start there. Read to the end of the chapter. Okay, but did you know that while he was telling his worshipers that, you know what, we can't let Muslims in anymore into America, okay, he was, in fact, he tripled support of that of Islamic charity groups in America. I'm showing all this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of both pages. But Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, you didn't hear this through the mainstream media neither. Nope. Donald was on the mainstream media telling you what you wanted to hear, but behind closed doors, Tom Fitton was telling you the truth. U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups tripled under Donald Trump. Not Barack Obama, who is the worst president in the history of America, said Donald Trump, until he met him in the People's White House and then called Barack Obama first class. Do you remember what that hypocrite said? Yep, I remember too. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. One more segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, folks, I think you all understand now why the bad guys don't know where to put me, because they see that I'm exposing what you call the right, which you've been taught to be the right and what you've taught to believe to be the left. No, we're holding to the truth. We're holding to the work of God, to the word of God. We're holding our feet on the rock. Okay, we're holding to what's been established that's kept us free for this many years. We're going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. I wanted to show you this really quick, and I'll get back to it. Speaking of actors, you know how they're putting up Ketanji Brown Jackson? You know, the one that can't tell you what a man is or a woman. She can't define woman. She can't tell you when life begins. Did you see that this is Epic Times? They just reported convict, criminal, grateful to Supreme Court nominee for light sentence for child pornography. These are the type of people that they're putting, installing into positions of power. But keep in mind, you have the power to impeach. You have the power to prosecute. Okay, they're doing what they're doing because you forgot what you're supposed to be doing. So let's get to it. Okay, I'm going to get back to this. I just highlighted the fact that speaking of in parallel to Vladimir Zelensky, he's a homosexual, he's a comedian, and he's an actor. I'm showing you in parallel that him and Donald Trump are twins. Okay? I showed you that Donald Trump, what he said. He said that we can't have Muslims coming into America. Okay? Because of allegedly what took place during September 11th. Now, with that said, it's interesting, behind the backs of his supporters and worshipers, giving him millions of dollars to become the president again, Tom Fitton took the time to tell you the truth. U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triple under Donald Trump. It's all on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. Okay? Wow, that's crazy. That's not what he said. Nope, it's not what he said. You also seen this, right? His first legislative act, all unconstitutional. Okay? It's treason. Article 3, Section 3. That's really what it is. Here, as a matter of fact, I even got it up here on Breitbart. So here's the source right here from Breitbart. Donald Trump signs bloated $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, cites military funding. Do you know that this funds our enemies? Did you know on the way out, friends, he did another one? He signed on to another one that funded our enemies? Did you know that? And it had very little to do with what the bill was named. They're actors. I just want to make sure that you all understand they're all actors. There's no difference. They're all globally allied. Okay? When it stops here, it's going to stop everywhere. So I just showed you that, not one, not two. And by the way, Donald Trump also, and you can go online, this is super easy to find, Donald Trump also granted clemency to over 143 criminals from prison the night before he left office. There's no difference. What's the difference between him and Joe Biden? Absolutely nothing, besides names. They're all working together. And if it wasn't true, then why didn't Donald Trump prosecute Joe Biden for the treason that he called him out for? Folks, injustice is what's destroying our country, yet this guy sold himself to you as the one that wants to make America great again. You don't make America great again by leaving off justice, because justice guards our liberties. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Amos 5:15, Isaiah 26, verse 9, the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. Read your word. Read the Bible. Read God's throne, what it looks like, who he is. Psalm 97. Okay? You're trying to figure out why the gay agenda is attempting to flourish, and it's backfiring, by the way. Most people will say, well, Donald Trump had no part in that. Oh, yes, he did. Matter of fact, if you look here, WashingtonBlade.com, and I believe it was NBC, I can stand corrected, but I believe it was NBC, where they reported behind the closed doors. Of course, they report it in the middle of the night, and they throw it on page 58 where nobody looks. Donald Trump wants to decriminalize homosexuality. Let me ask you the question for all those that are watching and listening. Why was it criminalized? Because they're called crimes against nature. Romans 1:24, Leviticus 18:22, 2013. Read Jude 1:7. That's the fruit of allowing these people to have their way. But Donald Trump, along with Barack Obama, along with George W. Bush, okay, George Senior, he was a sodomite and he was a pedophile. For those that didn't know, FBI ousters and CIA ousters said that he was the most evil man alive. He's in hell now, where he belongs. But the fact of the matter is, what happened, we had Scott Lively on over the week, and he said what was going on around Adolf Hitler and the masculine sodomites that were appointed, and transgenders, they called them back then. He said in the 40s after the war, they brought them over here. Yeah. Well, check out Operation Paperclip, friends. Your government took Nazi war criminals, I believe it was 1,600 to 1,800 of them, and brought them here to America. Well, guess what they were? Our laws in this country condemn sodomy. You say, Bradley, that's not true. Oh, yes, it is true. As a matter of fact, this was on the front page of the paper today. This is the NPR.org. Texas Attorney General says Austin School Pride Week celebration breaks state law. Yes, it does. Why are you giving a free hand, folks, to that which our laws condemn? Why, Americans, are you giving a free hand to the sodomite agenda? Our laws condemn the very things that you're giving a free hand to. And I told you before, there is no lines with these people. They're called crimes against nature. All the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. Now they've turned it on anybody that holds to the law as the criminal. Oh, my goodness, friends. Oh, my goodness. But Donald Trump, as faithful as he was to sell his soul to the devil and to those that he worked for, well, guess what? He called himself the most. Of course, he's always the best of everything. The guy is a devil from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Remember, Satan transforms himself as an angel of light. He's not walking up to you, friends, with his horns sticking out and his long tail and his fork in his right hand going after you. Nope, that's not what they do. They deceive. This man is a deceiver to the core of his very being. He's been a deceiver his whole life. Talking about Donald Trump, retweets video praising himself as the most pro-gay president in history. Boy, oh boy. Okay, let me get to this really quick, and I'm going to end the show. I got three minutes left. Ready for this? Trump's acting credits started in 1985. He was on the Jeffersons. He's like the Kardashians, friends. He's never done anything to actually achieve the position of where he's at today, right? No talent, just a liar. That's all he is. That's all he's ever been. I'm putting Vladimir Zelensky in parallel to Donald Trump to show you that they're all actors, okay? 1985, the Jeffersons, Donald Trump. 1989, Ghost Can't Do It, Donald Trump. 1992, Home Alone, Lost in New York, Donald Trump. 1993, The Pickle, Donald Trump. 1994, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, TV series, Donald Trump. 1994, The Little Rascals, Waldo's Dad, Donald Trump. Across the Sea of Time, 1995, Donald Trump. They're actors. 1996, Eddie, Donald Trump. 1996, The Nanny TV series, Donald Trump. The Associate, 1996, Donald Trump. Actors. They're actors. Nightman TV series, Donald Trump, 1997. Spin City TV series, Donald Trump, 1998. 54, VIP Patron, 1998. Donald Trump. Celebrity, Donald Trump, 1998. Sabrina, the Teenage Witch TV series, Ray McLeach, 1998. Donald Trump. Sex in the City, a TV series was given to Donald Trump in a favorable light all the way through. 1999. 2001, Zoolander. Who was the actor? Donald Trump. In 2002, Monk TV series. Men in the Party. Who was the actor? Donald Trump. Marmalade. Donald Trump. 2004, Horoween. Forbes cover billionaire, 2011, Donald Trump. The list also includes anytime Trump is portraying a character or Donald Trump. He has 19 producing credits, which includes The Apprentice. He's going to get the job done, right? And Miss USA pageants, by the way, he's the one that was advocating for the transgenders, as well as 233 credits as himself, which includes talk show appearances, presidential debates, documentaries, and some TV shows and movies. And don't forget, folks, that Oprah Winfrey took the time back, I believe it was in 1988, that's right, 1988, and asked him the question back in 1988, what would you do if you ever became the president? Folks, I'm here to tell you, they're actors. The corrupt love their own. And look how they promote their own, friends, and you should know better. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.